As China's most wanted go overseas, the Chinese government's anti-corruption crackdown is following them. 33 of China's 100 most wanted overseas fugitives have been returned to China as of August 20th, according to the country's anti-graft agency, the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, or CCDI. The most wanted fugitives were subject to red notice arrest warrants issued by Interpol in April 2015. 60 of the 100 red notice government officials were suspected of bribery and graft, while others were accused of dereliction of duty and misuse of power, according to China Daily. National jurisdictions may submit lists of wanted criminals to Interpol, an intergovernmental organization that issues different kinds of notices, for example, international alerts or requests for police cooperation, depending on the severity of the crime. The red notice, Interpol's highest level notice, is released in order to seek the location and arrest of wanted persons with a view to extradition or similar lawful action, according to Interpol's website. The red notice is part of the Skynet, a campaign to repatriate corruption suspects, Xinhua said. Launched in April 2015, Skynet was also created to crack down on the illegal use of offshore companies and underground banks to transfer assets abroad and prevent fugitive behavior by monitoring the passports of government officials. Two Red Notice fugitives, Zhu Haiping and Guo Liaowu, returned to China voluntarily and turned themselves in on July 13th and 15th, respectively, according to CCDI. Although police agencies in Interpol's 190 member states agreed to cooperate with China in finding and extraditing the fugitives, the organization has no enforcement power. Countries such as Australia and the United States that haven't signed extradition treaties with China can decide to return fugitives on a case-by-case basis. More than 380 Chinese fugitives, including 57 government officials, were repatriated from more than 40 countries and regions in the first half of 2016, a CCDI statement said, adding that 1.24 billion yuan of funds stolen by corrupt officials were recovered from overseas during the same period. CCDI officials say the agency plans to update its list of most wanted criminals for submission to Interpol later this year.